Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. And today, we have a beautiful one, adoring our Lord as Lord Krishna, the sweet, bewitching, beautiful Lord Krishna. The first line of the bhajan goes something like this.
Nanda Kishora Jaya Gopal.
So this is the bhajan we will learn now. One of the bhajans which Swami loved to listen in the 60s and 70s. It has just four lines, very simple words, very easy tune. So let's get started becoming familiar with the lyrics and then we'll move on like always to the tune, the raga of the bhajan, the beat of the bhajan, and then we will take every word of this bhajan and meditate on what each of the names of the Lord conveyed in this bhajan mean to us. So here are the lyrics to get started.
Nanda Kishora Jaya Gopal Navanita Chora Syama Gopal Meera Ke Nath Prabhu Giridhara Gopal Rasa Vilola Radhe Gopal.
Now that you know the lyrics, here is the tune of the bhajan. Brother Srinivasulu and Anirudh will now give us a slow demonstration of how this bhajan should be sung.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale A Pancham.
Nanda Kishora Jaya Gopal. Nanda Kishora Jaya Gopal. Nanda Kishora Jaya Gopal. Nanda Kishora Jaya Gopal. Navanita Chora Syama Gopal. Navanita Chora Syama Gopal. Navanita Chora Syama Gopal. Navanita Chora Syama Gopal. Meera Ke Nath Prabhu Giridhara 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 Gopal. Rasa Vilola Radhe Gopal. Rasa Vilola Radhe Gopal. Rasa Vilola Radhe Gopal. Rasa Vilola Radhe Gopal. Nanda Kishora Jaya Gopal.
So that's the lovely, charming, sweet bhajan on Lord Krishna. Brother Srinivasulu gave us a beautiful, slow demonstration and Anirudh was there with him, following after every line. And now let us learn a little more about this sweet bhajan, the sweet aspects of this bhajan, the technical nature of this bhajan, which makes this bhajan so simple, sweet and easy to sing and follow. Brother Anirudh is here to share with us his thoughts on the make of this bhajan. So which is the raga this bhajan belongs to, Anirudh?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
I think it's a very tough question answering which raga exactly it belongs to, because the whole bhajan takes you through some 4-5 notes. So exact classifying the bhajan to one raga is a little tough task, whereas many ragas are there which have these 4-5 notes like Sa Re Shudri Ga Shuddha Ma Pa. Komalni. So you have ragas like Charukeshi, Harikamboji, which have this five notes. And then of course each raga has its own way of the higher notes. Like if you take suppose Charukeshi, you have Saridamapada pa. Komal dha is there.
Dava magari sa.
So for example, like
Aruna Ramana Shri Guru Deva.
It's a perfect Charukeshi bhajan. Shri Ramchandra Jai Ramchandra. If you think of this bhajan, that flavor of Charukeshi is taken in the line
Meera ke Nath Prabhu Giridhar Gopal.
Slightly. I can say it's slightly this Charukeshi based. And again the next line it changes.
Rasa Vilola Radhe Gopal.
So I can say that the last two lines may be having a Charukeshi flavor. Whereas the first line is completely minor.
Nanda Kishora Jaya Gopal Risani.
There's a Shuddhani which is coming. And of course the second, third and fourth line fall into the Charukeshi flavor.
But I think sometimes for these bhajans, so difficult to fit them into a particular raga.
Yeah.
But probably what is easier to do is you can have bhajans with similar flavor, right? Similar bhajans.
Yeah, exactly.
And that comes easily, isn't it?
Yeah. So, the bhajan which comes to my mind is
Giridhar Gopal Murali Dhara Hare Govinda Gopal Damodara.
I'm saying the bhajan which has this Shuddhani.
Nisa Nisa.
Then it goes to a major.
Giridhar Gopal Murali Dhara Hare Govinda Gopal Damodara.
Similarly, you have
Ganga Jatadhara Gauri Shankara Girija Manoramana.
In that also you have the third line.
Nandi Vahana Nagabhushana Danava Bhanjana Rama Sai Shamala Komala Ram.
Again the
Nesa Chandra Vadana Kamala.
So all these bhajans are a mixture of many ragas, I can say, because the feel of the bhajan is got from just combining different notes, be it Shuddha or Komal, but the flow is there.
Yes. Yeah. So I mean, when you listen to the bhajan, the flow is so beautiful, that you never ever will think that, oh, actually it doesn't fall into one raga.
Yeah, yeah.
There are so much of complications when you're trying to put your finger on a particular raga. It seems so complicated.
Yeah.
When you think from a technical point of view, but the bhajan flows so beautifully.
Yeah.
I think it is.
And an even outpouring. Technical point of view also, we need not get into that too much of detail where this note is being diverted here, because the bhajan says, it's always what Swami wanted is the feeling.
I think every bhajan is a grand illustration of how the bhava precedes
exactly.
The raga and the tala.
Yeah.
The make of the bhajan is an essay on.
I think Swami has shown this to the world through bhajans that technical is up to one level and then finally the music is all about offering to Lord. So for that it's something which is one step higher beyond the technical.
This is always the feeling, the bhava is what is paramount.
Yeah.
And the raga and tala will always be subservient to the bhava.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful. And in fact, if I'm not wrong, this bhajan was composed by Mr. Mohan Rao.
Yeah.
Someone who sang in the Divine Physical Presence for decades, from the 70s, I think. And there are so many bhajans that he has composed.
Many of them are four-liners.
Yeah.
So you'll have
exactly.
Just four lines.
All are four-line bhajans. Very simple, easy to follow bhajans. And see, these are bhajans which have been sung in front of Bhagwan any number of times.
Yeah.
And Bhagwan has relished and enjoyed. Bhajans where, you know, you have
created, offered in the divine physical presence, and the Lord has really relished listening to these bhajans. Yeah. I think it also gives us a very good understanding and a pointer towards what kind of bhajans Swami really loved.
Yeah.
Simple, short, easy to follow.
Even, for example, Swami's bhajans, if you take, they are very simple. And the way he sang after discourses, Prema Mudita Manasekaho, Ram Ram Ram, he will take the simple line and make all sing again and again and again. So that is what something which is very unique about Swami's bhajans. Simple and filled with bhava.
So anyway, since we are in this session to discuss the technical structure, let's do the swaras.
Yeah, it will of course help the people who are playing harmonium and also singers who want to know which note they stand, so that finally they can sing in bhava. So let's take the first line.
Nanda Kishora Jaya Gopal Sa 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 Ri Sa Ni Ni Sa Ri Ga Ri
Sa 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 Ri Sa Ni Ni Sa Ri Ga Ri
Navanita Chora Shyama Gopal Rima Ma Pama Ga Ri Sa Ni Sa Ga Ri Sa Sa
Rima Ma Pama Ga Ri Sa Ni Sa Ga Ri Sa Sa
Rasa Vilola Radhe Gopal Rima Ma Pama Ga Ri Sa Ni Sa Ga Ri Sa Sa
Rima Ma Pama Ga Ri Sa Ni Sa Ga Ri Sa Sa.
In the third line, that is Meera Ke Nath Prabhu Giridhara Gopala, there is lot of scope to give the feelings of the bhava, because you're calling out to the Lord. Even the way the tune is, the Gopala, is like a koel actually calling out.
Giridhara Gopal.
So that these kind of lines where you have the feel of calling out to the Lord, we can give, maybe we can practice to give little more feelings to the bhajan, so that you can make others also get connected to the bhajan very well.
Yeah, yeah. So we will do the beat.
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is simple 8-beat, Aditalam or Kherva in the classical music. Let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Nanda Kishora Jaya Gopal.
Nanda Kishora Jaya Gopal.
So simple, but you know, you feel like singing it again and again.
Yeah.
Because of its, perhaps its simplicity and its sublimity.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Arvind Sai and Anirudh.
Thank you,
Bishu.
Sairam.
So we are now done with the technical aspect of this bhajan. And the technical aspect, as we discussed, is just the carrier for what we want to convey to the Lord, which is the feeling of the bhajan, which is the bhava aspect of our singing. And for this, we have to spend time contemplating on what this bhajan is trying to tell us. Every bhajan is trying to communicate so many beautiful messages to us. In fact, at every bhajan session, every bhajan is telling us a story, a very beautiful story, a story of His glory, which will take us one step closer to Him, even as we lose ourselves in His melody. So let's take the first line of this bhajan.
Nanda Kishora Jaya Gopal.
Nanda refers to King Nanda, the foster father of Krishna. Kishora means youthfulness. Jaya means victory. And Gopala, one of the very common names of Lord Krishna. Bhagwan said that if you take Krishna to be Gopala, a man of the world like others, then for you, he will just be a cowherd. You will climb up only to that stage, nothing more. But if you take this word Gopala in a yogic sense, then you will know that Go in Gopala means living beings. So Gopala means the one who protects, guides, feeds and fosters living beings. He who is the protector and preserver of beings. That is who Gopala is. Swami says that if you have noticed, Uddhava, who looked upon Krishna as his guru, he actually benefited more from Krishna than Arjuna, because Arjuna always looked at Krishna only as a friend. If you have faith that he is God, then he will be God to you. But if you dismiss him as mere man, then he will just be a man and he will become useless for you, Swami says. So we'll have to search for him within the heart, not with the eye for externals. The superpower that God is has to be sought in the super state, not in our lower state. Only when we rise higher can we understand the superpower that he is, and only then we will be able to comprehend his glory and benefit from his mercy. So that is how this word Gopala is to be understood. So in this line, we adore Lord Krishna, who is the caretaker of all living beings, victory to that Supreme Lord who came down as the foster son, as the youthful, beautiful son of King Nanda. Let's move on to the second line.
Navanita Chora Shyama Gopal.
Navanita means fresh butter and Chora means thief. Shyama Gopal. Shyama means the one with a complexion as dark as the rain-bearing clouds. On Krishna Janmashtami Day 1986, during his discourse, Bhagwan said, Krishna is described as Navanita Chora, or the one who stole butter. But what is this butter that Krishna stole? Swami said it is the heart of the devotee. The devotee offers his heart to Krishna and Krishna accepts it. How can you call this a stealing? Only when a person takes away something from another without his knowledge, he can be called a thief. But Krishna asks for your love and then he receives it from you when you offered it to him. But the devotees call him thief only out of the fullness of their love for him. And Swami says, God is described in different ways because of every devotee's subjective experience. The Supreme One transcends all attributes, all limitations. And this butter is something that is got after the process of churning. And what Krishna partakes is this devotion that happens after the churning of every devotee's heart. That butter is only a symbol. And Swami says when a thief steals at night, he does it in darkness without waking the master of the house. He does it in a sly. But when this thief, the Chitta Chora, steals, Swami says, this master not only wakes you up, he awakens you. He tells you that he has come. And the most beautiful thing is, whenever any theft happens, the person whose house is stolen feels very sad, feels very crestfallen, feels that he has lost something. But Swami says, when Chitta Chora, when Krishna steals, the master of the house, everyone whose heart has been stolen only feels supremely happy and satisfied. That is how enchanting is this thief, Chitta Chora, Shyama Gopala. And Bhagwan, in fact, goes on to explain in that discourse how beautifully Krishna is to reply to Mother Yashoda when the Gopikas complain to her about his mischievous pranks and his thefts of milk and butter. If Mother Yashoda asked, why did you drink the milk from the pot she was carrying? And Krishna would say, oh mother, she was taking it to be offered to the god, and god only might have drunk it up. I didn't do anything. Or on another occasion, when mother asked, where did you run away? And little Krishna would reply, mother, I was with you, isn't it, all the while. So that is how Krishna was revealing what he truly is. On another occasion, why did you hold that butter pot in your clasp? And Krishna would say, mother, that was meant for me. They were doing it for me. If I don't take it, someone else will take it. I have to take it. And the mother never understood what little Krishna was saying. And Bhagwan says, through all these answers, cryptic answers, Krishna was informing that he is the ancient one in the new garb. The words that Krishna was uttering were words which were coming from the beginning of time, because time himself had taken a human form. So nothing of the avatar is without a deeper inner connotation. In fact, during the 1990s, once Bhagwan visited the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School for an exhibition. And in this exhibition, all the school students had prepared beautiful exhibits, and in everything, the boys would want Bhagwan's involvement. So someone would ask Swami to put on a switch or press on a bell or light a lamp. So there was this boy who had done a burglar's alarm. So what happens is every time someone puts their hand into this contraption, it begins to ring, an alarm is raised. So that is a model of how a house can be protected from burglars. So when Bhagwan came, so this boy asked Bhagwan, Swami, please put your hand inside this. And Swami did that with a smile, but the alarm didn't go off. And this boy was shocked because he had checked the wires and everything. The moment any hand enters that space, an alarm should go up. That is how electronically it was designed, but nothing happened. And the boy said, Swami, please give me 1 minute, Swami. I'll just check it up. Swami said, okay. And so he checked up all again the settings and the wires and said, Swami, please, now please place your hand. And Bhagwan now placed his hand once again, and again nothing happened. And the boy was now tensed. He was terrified. Why is this not working? Till now it was working. Swami is standing here and my model is not working. Finally, he pleaded with Swami once again. Swami, please, just once more. And Swami put his hand for the third time. Still, the alarm did not work. And now Bhagwan mischievously smiled and said, hey boy, I am no ordinary thief. I am Chitta Chora. I am stealer of the hearts. So through little ways like this, the Lord then in Dwapar Yuga and now in Kali Yuga continuously was conveying very deep lessons. It is only for us to awaken ourselves to the truth that is amidst us. And coming to the name Shyama, Bhagwan says that Krishna is described as blue in physical color, for he is as deep and inscrutable as the sky. Blue is the color which the eye comprehends, though the sky has actually no color. Similarly, God has no color, Krishna has no attributes or color. But to comprehend him, our mental eye attributes a color, and it is the color of infinity. Also, when you see a rain-laden cloud, you feel so happy, you feel so refreshed. It is the same with Krishna. When the Krishna consciousness fills your mind, you are so full of joy, you are so full of peace, you are so full of thrill, because you know the deepest thirst of your heart is now going to be quenched. That is why Krishna is Shyama Gopala. So this is again a very beautiful line with very, very deep meaning. Navanita Chora, Shyama Gopala. We are praying to the one who is the eternal enchanter of our hearts, who loves to steal our hearts, and the one to whom we love to offer our hearts, and the one who has been there since the beginning of time. Let's move on to the third line.
Meera ke Nath Prabhu Giridhar Gopal.
Meera, again a name very common among the legendary devotees of the Lord. In fact, whenever the name Meera used to be uttered, Bhagwan used to be so overwhelmed with emotion, just like when the name Tyagaraja or Ishwaramma used to cause ripples in Bhagwan's eyes. On one occasion, when the students had bought a statue of Meera in Kodaikanal, and they were showing their gifts to Bhagwan, and so this boy goes to Swami and says, "Swami, I have brought Meera." And Swami says, "No, no, you have not brought Meera. What you have brought is Meera's statue. Meera is always in me. Meera is in my heart," Swami says. That is how much a devotee who is completely tuned to the Lord captures the Lord. In fact, on one occasion, Swami said, "Hidden deep within you are many valuables, but you are not aware of it. You give a lot of importance to the body, but you don't realize that the body is only the analog of an iron safe, because an iron safe is used for protecting precious gems. Compared to the gems it holds, the material value of the safe is rather very insignificant." Swami says, it is the same with our body. We value so much this body, but what is there inside this body is much, much more precious. And what are those gems inside this body? Swami says, they are the gems of compassion, love, forbearance, sacrifice. These are the precious stones. These are the diamonds, sapphires, rubies and emeralds and pearls, which are more valuable than this body. Just like to get the pearls, you have to dive deep into the ocean. Swami says, the ocean keeps the pearls and throws the shells on the beach for you to pick up, because the ocean knows that you are only after the worthless things, but only the one who's looking for the pearl will dive deep. And it is for this reason that Mother Meera sang, "O Krishna, diving deep into the ocean, I have picked up a pearl, but it is trying to slip out of my hand. Please don't let that happen. O Giridhari, I have no one to appeal but to you." And what is this pearl? It is this pearl of your form. It is this pearl of your name. Please ensure that never your name, your form, slips out of my lips, my eyes. That is how Meera prayed to the Lord. And Swami says, do you have such hunger for the Lord in your heart? Are you in pain because your heart is separated from God? Are you afraid of losing Swami? If day and night this bothers you, then be assured that the Lord will be in you, around you, with you, all the time. So in this line, Meera ke Nath Prabhu, Giridhar Gopal, we talk about that Lord, we pray to that Lord who is the Lord of Meera. And Giridhara comes from Giri and Dhara. Giri means peak, and it refers to Mount Govardhana, which Lord Krishna as a small boy lifted on his little finger and held aloft for 7 days to protect the residents of Gokul Vrindavan from rain. Dhara means to hold. The residents of Gokul Vrindavan used to worship Lord Indra, the rain god. But on one occasion, little Krishna persuaded Nanda to stop the usual puja for Indra and to instead worship the Govardhana hill. Indra was stung by this neglect and poured terrible rains on the village. But Krishna held the Govardhana hill aloft on his little finger and invited the entire village to take shelter under it. And he did this not for 1 or 2 days, but for 7 long days. Now this is the legend of why the Lord is called as Giridhara Gopal or Giridhari. But Swami says that is the superficial story. The inner significance of this episode is that Indra decided to demonstrate to the world that Krishna was indeed God come on earth. So he manipulated a situation where the Indra Puja was cancelled by the people of Raja, where Indra retaliated with heavy downpours of rain so that Krishna then could lift the Govardhana peak and that way reveal himself to everyone who he truly is. And Swami says, such miracles were decided upon in order to make people identify the divine already amidst them. They confirm that nothing can happen without an underlying purpose. In fact, if you look at in our own lives, there are miracles happening in our own lives too. And every time a miracle happens, small or big, the Lord is trying to tell us, please know who is there with you. He's all the time announcing his presence in our lives, but we forget. We realize and then we again go back to our old ways. Our faith becomes steady and again it shakes. But faith, for it to be faith, should always be steady. F-A-I-T-H. Fearlessly, always, I trust Him. That is what is faith. And to impart this lesson of faith, Lord does amazing miracles. Just so that we know that there is no task which the Lord cannot accomplish. There is no weight that the Lord cannot lift. And that is why Swami says, whatever difficulties you may undergo, never keep yourself away from God's love. Because if you hold on to God's love steadfastly, even mountainous difficulties will melt away like ice. Because the Lord, with His little finger, can raise us from the deepest of our sorrows to zeniths of joy. That is what is Govardhana Giridhari Gopala. So in this line, we pray to the Lord to lift us from our sorrows into the heaven of joy, just like He lifted the residents of Gokul Vrindavan, and just like Meera did this in her life. We now come to the last line.
Rasa Vilola Radhe Gopal.
Here Rasa refers to Rasa Krida, the dance that Lord Krishna played with the Gopikas, the cowherd maids in Vrindavan. Lola means he who revels or delights in. Radhe refers to Radha, again one of the greatest devotees of Lord Krishna. The Rasa Krida is usually considered by many people as a sensual sport, but Bhagwan says this is a divine play and it was done only to grant bliss to the Gopikas. It was done only to bless them. In fact, in the Bhagavata Vahini, Bhagwan explains about this in great detail. Sage Sukha tells King Parikshit, O King, Krishna raised the cowherd boys and maids into ecstatic moods by means of His playful pranks and His melodious music on the flute. To interpret this as low and sensual is a sign of foolishness. When Krishna danced in the moonlight with the maids, each maid having a concrete Krishna by her side, it was a glorious leela of the Lord. Only low-minded people think of it as unholy. Krishna was only 5 or 6 years old when these miraculous incidents happened. The Lord has no attributes or qualities. The Rasa Krida is but a means of rendering the gopis who are worthy of His grace an example of the fruit of their devotion. And it was the blessing that the Lord showered on them because of the merit that they are earned through so many births. Bhagwan even further explains and says, sensual exaltation and divine exhilaration might appear the same in their external manifestations to the untrained eye. But when the senses are transcended, when the individual and the universal have merged into one thought and consciousness, when all awareness of the body has been negated, then what remains is only sublimity. To think of it as something related to the senses is sheer stupidity. A knife in the hands of a murderer is fraught with danger, but a knife in the hands of a surgeon confers freedom from pain. So too, the acts of those whose self is centered in the body is to be condemned, but those whose self is centered in the Atma or in the inner reality are to be adored. They are the acts that are meant for the benefit of humanity. They are highly beneficent and praiseworthy. For us to understand the acts of the Lord, we have to raise ourselves. Only then we can understand that which is beyond senses. And all Krishna did was to take everyone from the level of the human to the level of the divine. He attracted, He enchanted, He captivated, so that we get lost only in the Lord. And that is what happens even in the form of beautiful Sai Krishna, isn't it? Every time you look at Swami, you are lost at His beauty, at His magnanimity, at His enrapturing grace. There is a Rasa Leela happening in the heart of every devotee all the time. We have to awaken ourselves to that glory, to that presence, to that munificence. That is what is conveyed in this beautiful line, Rasa Vilola. Radhe Gopala. So dear listeners, there is no end to the explanation of every word of every bhajan. We have to spend time ruminating and we will find our own beautiful way of connecting with the Lord through every word that we sing, every word that we utter to feel His love in our hearts. With that, let's move on to listening this bhajan once again as it is sung in the Prashanta Nilaya Mandir and be lost in our love for the Lord.
Jaya Gopal
brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With heart full of gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at His divine lotus feet. So with that, dear listeners, it's time to move on to the next segment. Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. You are listening to the Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I am Team Radio Sai as Bishu. And for your information of those who are bhajan enthusiasts, we have now on our website the second batch of Karoke Sai Bhajans. So we have 9 bhajans plus the Sarvadharma prayer, the Asatoma, as well as the Mangala Arati song, which you can download and use them for your bhajan sessions, for practicing these bhajans. And another important thing to notice, to note as you use these karaoke tracks, especially in the bhajan sessions in the Sai centers, is that if it is possible, please try to keep the speaker in front of the audience. Let the speaker be in front of the gathering. Then you can listen clearly to the karaoke tracks and there would not be any time lag. There would not be any gaps in the rhythm. You will be in sync with the rhythm in the karaoke tracks. Please use them for the Sai sessions, bhajan sessions. Please use them to listen and practice these bhajans, especially for those who are love to sing and do not have the support of instruments. This is meant for that. And now you also have the Sarvadharma prayer. So with time we will add more prayers, and definitely there will be more bhajans. We will try and have a set of 9 bhajans every month till November, till Bhagwan's birthday. We now have 18, so first 9 uploaded last month in July 2017, and now you have the second set. So do make use of it and do share with us your feedback, how you would like this to be improved. Anything, in fact, we have taken into consideration some of the feedback that we have received, and we have now made it a little easier for download, and we have added certain other messages in the website, just so that it is more clear for you. So please go to the website, make use of this new offering, and do let us know what you feel about using the Goroki Sai Bhajans for your own personal bhajan sadhana as well as for the bhajan sessions in the Sai centers. So it's time now to move on to Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam, and I will be back after Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam with Prem and Harishankar for the Vahini Satsang at 8:30, and today we have Dr. Deepak Anand joining us, a faculty member from the Department of Management Studies, a former student of Bhagwan's University, who's had innumerable interactions with Bhagwan and has traveled with Bhagwan to Kodaikanal. So he has had wealth of rich experience of living with Bhagwan, learning from him. So we will listen to his insights as we discuss the Chapter 9, the last segment of Prema Vahini. So that's coming up 1 hour from now. For the moment, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam with Prem and Harishankar. Thank you so much. Sayonara.